Welcome to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. Just Doug and I sitting in on this intro
just
here.
Us again.
Hey, I think you should do the disclaimer that this wasn't recorded with like good equipment.
Okay, yeah. So this was recorded in Turkey Camp with me, Joe, and Shad. And it probably doesn't sound the best, but...
You had the baby recorder.
Yeah, the baby one. The Zoom.
You had the... We're in the woods or very minimal camp.
Yeah, so...
Camp.
One recorder. Part one was in the apartment, and then part two was like in the truck, so it probably sounds even worse.
I think we're just going to mash those together.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wasn't there.
They'll definitely tell the difference in sound, I bet.
Okay. So we don't need to explain anything else. I'll just mash the audio files together how it happened, and then they'll know.
I apologize if it sounds like shit, but I tried my best.
Hey, I mean, you did what you could with the minimal
equipment.
I was
trying to kill a turkey, and I couldn't even do that.
It's a rough year for the turkeys.
Dude, it is rough.
So going in, this will probably launch after Turkey Palooza, which is this weekend, mm-hmm. fifth season in Illinois.
Yeah.
So hopefully, we don't know it yet, but we've got a few birds down. But
I hope they're
being stubborn. Brennan did kill one this morning, though. With
double-bearded one.
Yeah, double-bearded with Lord Chandler, over-the-grind decoys, and the calls, too.
Let's get it.
Pretty cool. Well, cool. There's the disclaimer.
Yeah.
Not studio quality, but we're trying to bounce around and just record right now and have fun. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. Like, life is busy, but we're trying to just record more. Also, a couple announcements. June 12th is our shoot. We got a bear hunt coming up again with Double Diamond Outfitters. If you are a listener who booked a hunt with us, we will see you in a few weeks. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, good luck to you guys.
Eric and I are splitting the two camps, so we'll be there for part of week two and part of week three. Trade shows. I'm already thinking about 2022 trade shows. What show do you guys go to? What's a good show and where's it at? Because basically I think what we're going to do is make a list. We're adding a few more shows and then we're going to set out the dates and see like what works best for us with day jobs and families and all that. So
yeah, I saw there's quite a few replies in there.
Yeah.
I
already started making notes and kind of tallying them up, like which has more recommendations, but
yeah.
It also has to work for our schedules, but
yeah.
We want to do more. We want to make this a little more of what we do for a living. Obviously, that's the American dream. We just want to have fun and talk hunting too and get back to a sense of normal. So let me know what trade shows you guys recommend. Other new working class news, two new partnership announcements that are going to be rolling out here throughout the year. We have Spy Point, which is awesome. I've used the shit out of those cell links for all my cameras because I'm a... buy a lot of cameras at what you can afford,
mm-hmm.
whether that's cheap or expensive. And then cell cams are expensive too. But when you buy cheap cameras and you have the cell link, if your camera shits out on you, you're just like, all right, I'll just move it to another camera.
Yeah.
And that cell link's like,
those are big.
You can get them on sale during like hunting season for like between 30 and 40 bucks. Shields.
That's a deal.
Shields is where I was buying. So, yeah. So I've had six. They've worked great for me. So more will roll out with that as we go on.
Yeah. I'm excited to use those.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge fan. And then Huntworth. What I love about Huntworth is you can get it at, we talked about that on one episode a few episodes ago about all our fun like farm implement stores we go, like Farm Kings and my favorite Farm and Fleet. Huntworth is available at all those stores like that, and every small town's got one.
It just fits with us.
It's a very working class brand. It's easy to get, it's easy to find, and it's great priced. So I'm excited for that one
too.
See where that goes. Yeah, it does look cool. It's a, like working class. They just got some cool like Western-ish vibe camos. And then they have, you know, like hardwoods patterns and stuff. But more will come out with that. That's the announcement. Super thankful for those partnerships and looking forward to creating better relationships and getting to know new people through that. Other than that, I think that's all the announcements. The podcast is brought to you by HHA Sports, single pin sights, drop away rest, and now stabilizers. HHASports.com. You can use code WCB15, save some money. Also, Big Time. That's kind of where this episode was recorded, is that Big Time.
Yeah, it was.
Supplemental feed, food plot seed, Borderline, which is like their, I guess, it's like a, I don't know, it's like a sorghum grass blend.
Yeah.
God, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, Joe.
We apologize.
I've been wanting to get my Big Time planted, but my life is in shambles now and I haven't been able to do anything.
Yeah, when I went and visited Big Time, they were kicking ass and taking names there.
Oh, doing their test plots and stuff?
They were, yeah, and getting all the stuff ready for the season, summer.
It's cool how, for just supplemental feed and all that, yeah. Joe does, he plants like gridded test plots and stuff. It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Also, Scent Crusher, Rogue Ridge and the Grind. Rogue Ridge is e-bikes. The Grind is turkey decoys. We'll be using those. We don't really need the Scent Crusher as much right now during turkey season, but it don't hurt to have it, especially if you can't get to a shower. But also the Old Barn Taxidermy and Gator Outdoors. Old Barn Taxidermy, my bear should be done. And soon I kind of like blended all those ads together, but it's kind of cool because like Gator uses Old Barn as a taxidermist. Yeah. So I told he actually Wade's going on the bear hunt.
Yeah.
He's like, what happens if I kill one? What do I do? I'm like, oh, this is, you know, kind of told him how to get home and whatever. I was like, just swing through Old Barn on the way home, drop it off.
There you go.
Oh shit. I guess I could do that. So, kind of cool. I had an announcement. So my bear will be back here. I was getting pictures of it, which I'm super stoked for. I think it's just Deet's finished work. A quick thank you. And I'm jumping all over the place here. A quick thank you for those of you who bought the Papa Dave Memorial tees. I don't know how many we sold, a shit ton. And I'm probably going to say thank you in a few episodes here. Because I don't know when.
Stack was huge.
Dude, so many of them. It's basically we're going to make a memorial and we're going through Old Barn Taxidermy. They are going to get some replicas made of the Geyer Buck. And for our new studio, we're going to set up like a memorial for it and then a traveling memorial that can go with us to shows and all that of the Geyer Buck. So people can like handle it and enjoy it. And my dad would just love that to have like see people freak out over it at like a show or something like that. And people can handle them and I don't have to like stress out about like the original. Yeah. So because that's like
I could just picture you just like
it's like my prized possession, you know. So thank you for that if you ordered. And then also Elite Archery is the last partner here for this episode. I got my new bow, but I haven't got it set up yet. I wanted to have it set up for this bear hunt.
Yeah, I was gonna try the McDaniels do it, but Josh is hardcore and turkey motor in it.
Yeah, we got busy, man. It snuck up on us. So I might shoot the cure for my bear hunt just with everything going on. I don't want to like start fresh because I just want it.
Yeah, you want to be confident going.
I want to be confident. Yeah. But I still might try and get it set up and see if I can pull it off. But if not, my cure is still ready to go. All right. I think we rambled enough for this episode that is fairly low quality in sound. Do you want to do a veteran shout out?
Yeah, I'll do a veteran shout out.
So I'm all over. I just drank a massive coffee and I can like barely
talk.
Yeah,
you're zooming everywhere. Yeah. It's all good. This veteran shout out is brought to you by Operation HHA USA. And this was submitted by Paul Davis. The veteran is Major Stephen McCauley. He's in the Arkansas Army National Guard. Says, I want to give a shout-out to Major Stephen McCauley. Although his ability to miss big bucks and eat an entire box of Christmas tree cakes is impressive, his work ethic, integrity, and dedication to the nation is more impressive. Stephen served in Iraq, conducting route clearance looking for IEDs all day. As a platoon leader for the 875th Engineering Platoon, and is currently serving as the 87th Troop Command of the Arkansas Army National Guard. He's one of my best friends and is a pleasure serving with him. I hope one day he becomes as good at bow hunting as he is at the military service. Shoot straight, Steven. For the love of God, put down the Christmas tree cakes.
That's awesome.
Thanks for that shout out, Paul, and thanks for your service, Steven.
Big shout out quick to Paul. Thank you for your service, Steven. Paul, we did that veteran hunt giveaway at his outfit in Kansas, Dirt Nap Outdoors, and Curtis Harms, one of our listeners, won it.
Oh, nice.
So we picked him. I don't know if we ever officially announced that, but that's...
I don't know if we did.
I'm sure that's the same Paul that submitted that veteran shout-out. If not, he's probably like, oh, I didn't give away a hunt, but...
the guys in there.
Yeah, awesome guy. He called me, and he was just like, hey, I want to give away a hunt to a veteran, and really, that's it. Like, no strings attached. He didn't want anything out of it. He didn't want promotion out of it.
That's
I just want to do it and help somebody out and have some fun. So that's pretty cool. I think that's it. We can quit rambling, Doug, and get on with the episode. Thank you guys for putting up with our shit, and hopefully you enjoy Doug's shit on this episode.
Yeah, hopefully you enjoy the shit. All right, here we go. We are in the big time apartment studio.
Yeah.
That's haunted.
Man, you're jumping ahead way too
fast. Too fast?
Too far.
All right. We'll back up a little bit. So, this is what?
It's
after our morning hunt?
May 1, and the fresh feel of agony of the defeat of the day.
There was no defeat, Joe.
It's a little defeat.
We had a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time.
There's no defeat in a good time.
It's going good.
It's also way too early in the podcast for you to get philosophical on this, too. It's all about the experience. No, it's about shooting something in the face. Yes. That's what it's about.
I mean, that was the end goal, but...
We're not there yet.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
We got to walk through creek grass for 4 hours.
I'm not going to lie. I'm excited about recording this when we talk to Kurt about it. Because, I mean, Kurt can go on tangents, but he's always great about bringing us all back to the conversation. Yeah. He's got his little pad of paper and staying on track and everything. And now you've got Shad Minetti, Doug, and me with no direction whatsoever.
No, zero direction.
This could go anywhere.
Terrifying.
This could literally go anywhere.
It could. And there's so much to talk about already.
So much has happened.
Where do you want to start, host Doug?
Let's see. Since I am the host...
What's the mustache say?
The mustache says, let's talk about your guys' season so far.
You go, Drew. You killed first. You've killed a bunch of birds already.
Yeah, I got super, super lucky and got a first season tag in Illinois, which is always kind of iffy. I mean, last year... I mean, they had snow on the ground in first season.
Oh, like our opening day.
Like Indiana opening season this year. But I went ahead and did first season and working a couple birds the very first day. And all of a sudden, I've got a bird gobble 40 yards away from me opening morning. About 20 minutes into it. And he walks right out to the decoys and smoke him. And
that's the way it's supposed to go.
And we still had the two birds gobbling a couple hundred yards away, too. But got that bird on the ground quick and then spent a couple days trying to get Jackson one to no avail. But that was awesome. Came back home. We do a veteran hunt every year with Brad Miller up in Michigan for Country Boys Outdoors. And I was fortunate enough to take a buddy of mine who just retired from the Air Force after 20 years. And that could be a veteran shout out.
That could be.
He doesn't shoot a bow, though.
No, that's fine. We'll get it.
His name's Shane Morris. Okay. New Goshen, Indiana. Total douche. But I love him to death.
We won't do it. But
we ran up there. It was really cool. I mean, we grew up together, graduated together, and, you know, like a week after high school, he ran off to the Air Force, been gone for 20 years, and came back, and we got him his first bird. And we actually all tagged out that week. And came back to Indiana, got that big snowstorm.
Yeah, man.
First day was insane. I mean, there was. Were you hunting the first day?
Yeah.
You were up by Indy.
I was, in Monrovia, and when we cut, we got to the power line cut where we go to hear birds at daybreak. It looked like December. There was 2 inches of snow on the ground. Mm-hmm. The trees were all covered in snow. It was 34 degrees, I think. Something like that.
It was 28 when I went out that morning.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know it's cold. We had layers.
I was coming out by 10 o'clock that day, which is pretty early for me. I like to stick out until noon. But by 10, the sun was coming out, and it was golf balls of ice coming out of the trees.
Yeah.
And as I was walking out, I'm looking at hens up in trees up above the ice because they were smart enough to get out of it and I wasn't. I mean, it was just noisy as shit. No, we're not. But not
the smartest dumb animal.
No, Joe.
Oh.
The smart animal. They're smarter than Joe.
Okay.
Well, the next day, I mean, it was 60 degrees. I ended up reaping my bird, Indiana bird, that day. And then we started playing with yours.
Yeah. Came
from there, dude.
It was t-shirt weather the next day.
Crazy.
Yeah, so then Joe and I decided to go try to go after a bird on some of his family's property. And the bad part about Joe is he cannot call or guide for shit.
Fact.
He'll get you in the area where the bird might be, but that's about the extent of it. But no, we somehow snuck in under a roosted bird that was probably roosted 40 yards away from us. And it flew down with a couple hens, took off, wanted no part of our shenanigans. And
like it seems most turkeys do right now for some reason.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, Joe goes, there he is. which didn't make much sense because we knew we heard him walking off. And a big strutter comes down a ridge that this ridge goes downhill at an angle towards the creek bottoms. And this joker was not coming off that ridge. Just kept going up and down it. So we decided to leave him and loop around the tom with the hens, try to get in front of them. And Joe tried to stop that for a mushroom hunt.
No, I didn't try. I picked that.
But, yeah, that didn't... It almost worked out, like a lot of turkey hunts do. As we got back to the truck, we could hear the one on the ridge gobbling again. So we go back and try to lure him off that ridge, which...
We chased birds from private to public, back to private.
Back to private, yeah.
That we had permission on.
Yeah. We weren't trespassing or nothing. It was all permission stuff. But yeah, you don't really have them come off of private to public very often, but it did that day. Mm-hmm. We tried to call that bird off that ridge. He just wasn't coming at all. So the next day, I was granted the chance to go back there and try to get him on my own. So after work, I snuck in there and was there for about 45 minutes. And for whatever reason, my decoy, the calls, whatever reason, something, he liked something about the setup that day, and he came off the ridge. And 45 minutes later, I was carrying him out. So
I think it's important to point out that my wedding anniversary date halted so I could come back and take pictures of your turkey, too.
It was.
I didn't feel bad about it. She didn't talk to me about it, though.
That was nice of you, though. That was a good friend right there.
He's coming to the house. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
He'll be here.
He's not going to stick around.
He goes, where are you at right now? I said, I'm still at your aunt's. Okay, well, we're coming back into West Tennessee. I'll just meet you at your house then.
Yes.
And so it worked out.
That's good.
And it was a slammer. I mean, 29 pounds. This is a slammer.
It was a big,
bird.
He was a big bird.
Bigger than I ever shot.
Yeah, it's the biggest bird I've ever killed. He had some really nice sharp spurs on him, too. My hands found that out.
Yeah, I can see that.
When I picked him up as he was flogging.
He had a little fight in himself.
Yeah, he was feisty. He was a feisty sailor. But, yeah, man, it was a good year so far.
It's good to hear your guys' seasons are going good, because... The cruise season is not.
All I hear is crying. I'm not hearing it, but reading crying. I mean, my wife killed hers on Thursday. I went with a buddy yesterday, and we got to youth her first bird. And then I'm like, all right, Doug's up back.
Yeah, I'm trying to break the curse here.
We're either going to break the WCB curse by coming to Indiana, or y'all's going to bring it back.
Throw gas in the fire.
And I'm fairly certain you brought it with you.
I might have brought it with
me. I don't think you did. I'm not optimistic.
It could be my calling. I don't know.
Joe can't call for shit. We're going to... We'll get other people involved. And
well, let's talk about why you're here solo and how you got into this predicament of hunting here.
Oh, we're talking about that?
Yeah, we're going to bring that up.
Okay. So we're at the Iowa Deer Classic, and me and Joe got to talk about turkey hunting or whatever, and he made a bet with me on if I could sell, what, 5 shirts in 20 minutes?
Five big-time shirts in 20 minutes.
You know, the salesman that I am, / genius.
If he can sell 5 big-time shirts in 20 minutes, he gets full run entire season.
And my family.
Of the big-time. And the obviously fam. the mustache family, yes.
So, who comes to the Deer Classic? My parents. So I thought it was a bright idea to... just had them go buy 5 big time shirts. And
your mother bought 6 my shirts.
And tell them it was, you know, I was involved.
And I couldn't be mad about it. I mean, it was like the dude who bet that someone was going to streak during the Super Bowl and then went out and streaked during the Super Bowl and made how many thousands of dollars. Yeah. I mean, it was solid.
It was a great game.
It was legit.
Yeah. And it actually worked.
Model.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
My parents felt bad, too. They're like, you're not actually going to go, are you? I was like, yeah, we made a deal.
I told them. I was like, come with me. Yeah. That's cool. Like, we'll kill some birds and drink some beers.
They're busy. My dad's out planting and all that. So, I came solo.
I'm not going to say what I was thinking.
Why not? Why would you hold back now?
Nope, not doing it.
Not drunk enough?
I was just going to say, if I was married to your mom, I'd be busy all the time, too. Yeah,
wish you wouldn't have said that. You could have held that in.
Oh, man. They're awesome.
Yeah. They're awesome.
I was really hoping.
I think she went turkey hunting this morning, too. So maybe she killed one. I didn't get a picture, so probably not.
By that, I meant I'd be turkey hunting or hunting all the time with her.
Okay. That's better.
Alluding to, yes. You're welcome.
So I came up last night. We went out for... We got guy here got my tag right away.
It was straight to the woods last night. It was like, this is... I mean, birds of Indiana probably needs to be clear. We can hunt until sundown, which is... It was 8:40 last night that we could hunt until...
Yeah, which is insane.
We were at the bar by 8:40, but that...
We left a little early.
But, yeah, Doug got here, what, 5:20?
Yeah.
Grabbed the tag. Let's go. Yeah. See what happens.
We're out there by, what, 6 something?
Yeah, we were set up by 6:10, 6:15.
And saw a deer and a coyote.
It was vultures.
And vultures. Yeah. Flying vultures. Really low for some reason.
Pretty close to the same play as this morning then.
Yeah.
Deer and a coyote.
Coyotes everywhere.
Yeah. No, we felt good. I mean, one of our test plots, we call it the killing field because it is just... I mean, I've talked about it on podcasts before. We've got that big chunk of ground that's landlocked, except for one piece for entrance by a state park with no hunting. And the peninsula that they were roosting on, there was at least 3 birds on it that I heard on Wednesday. I mean, they either go east and fall into the lake, or they come west to us where we'd be sitting in the field, the opening of the field.
Yeah.
And... I heard him on Wednesday. Thursday, it was pouring down rain, so I didn't go out and listen. Friday, I was with the kid hunting down south. So I was like, yeah, they'll be there. And, yeah, they was across the lake this morning.
Yeah, they moved.
They were there, just not they do. There.
They do what turkeys do and just move.
I think this is the point that I'm going to play Kurt here and draw it back before the hunt this morning. It's about a 40-minute drive from our place.
Probably, yeah.
We get up here, it's 5 a.m., and we stopped at the Casey's, got some coffee. Did I tell you that their sign now says Casey's Dark Roast is the romance coffee of the world?
You did tell me that.
Yeah.
Which, I'm still trying to figure that out. The romance.
I think it's like Blue Chew.
It could be.
Did it work?
Is that it kind of did when I heard a turkey.
Oh, shit. Maybe. Oh, man. They're onto something.
Joe gets aroused easily.
Yeah. Same. The wind blows right. Rock and roll.
I can't hate him for that.
Anyway, we get up here. We get the honey buns iced, not honey glazed.
Almost walked out without them. Yeah. At least we not forget that. Well, the whole purpose of stopping was so I could get more coffee because I don't pee enough. And
got the donut balls for Doug.
And you like, we got to get honey buns.
Yeah.
And you spaced it.
That's my thing. Well, anyway, we get here. We're getting ready. We're eating our donuts. And there's 3 eyewitnesses. We've all seen this.
All 3 of us saw it.
A pin came from in the living room of the apartment here.
There's like a desk.
Off the desk and flew across the room towards Shad. We were all standing there. None of us threw it.
Getting ready. This place is haunted. This place is 100% haunted.
Doug's moving in now. Doug's all about
it. I was here last night by myself, and if that would have happened, I would
have shit bricks. Man, see, if you had the Zoom recorder here, you could have just had it going. We could have got some EVPs.
Could have.
I mean.
Maybe there'd be some on here.
There might be.
I thought you were just going to leave right then. I mean, you were scared shitless.
I don't fuck with ghosts.
I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. It was
pretty you're cool. Laughing at me and Joe. Me and Joe are concerned.
And then I look over and you've got coffee in one hand and a donut ball in the other, dunking it.
Laughing,
laughing hysterically.
What just happened here?
Man, that dude was—it's just a ghost wanted to write you a love note, and you're freaking out about it.
I don't like it.
You skipped over the hog turds. How good they were.
Go ahead.
What's the bar called?
The 36 Saloon.
The 36 Saloon. We went there, had a couple beers.
And excellent food. Excellent food.
Jalapeno poppers, but...
It's a jalapeno popper, but it's stuffed with cheese and brisket. And then, like, wrapped and coated in, like, a pretzel.
God.
And then deep fried.
And a cup of, like, queso.
And a cup of queso.
We'll call it that.
Yeah. Looks just like jizz.
And they're amazing. Yeah.
It's weird.
They're huge.
And then we got the biker bag burgers, which is like a cheeseburger with fried jalapenos, onion rings, brisket, and barbecue sauce.
Let's just say we should know what was going to happen after you eat a biker bag burger in the toilet.
I knew what was going to happen.
I'm glad it happened honestly, here, not in the woods.
I honestly,
it almost like, happened in the woods.
That would have been bad.
We were going to get a shot gobble off of Doug's ass this morning. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was gassy.
It was noisy. It was a noisy trip.
That would have been funny, though, if I didn't get one to gobble.
that last one, we were about ready to cross the creek, and he gas-faced me. That was a very loud...
Yeah.
Loud.
I actually crop dusted you.
Yeah. I got the gas face on that one. It was... I
couldn't help it. So yeah. This place is 100, can confirm it's haunted. And then what did we hear? Some old guy had a heart attack and fell in one of the grain bins?
Yeah, after the fact, our seed production manager was like, yeah, you know, years ago, some old timer was up on the third floor and had a heart attack and fell into one of the bins. I mean, he may have been made into big time. I don't know.
But pretty big time. He was just dog food back then.
That's true.
Yeah.
That would make actually a lot of sense.
And now he's living here.
He's here.
Now he's throwing pins
now
at
he's
people.
Pissed off because there's not enough ink in the pen for Love Note. People didn't send emails back then, Joe.
Was that pen out of ink?
I think that's what it was. Let me go get it. Let's find out. We're going to find out.
Kurt is going
to... He's going to love it.
He's going to regret sending this with you.
I'm just really happy that didn't happen last night.
We'll have to take a picture of this ink pen, too, so we can post it. This is a Precise Rolling Ball V5.
It's just a regular pen.
Just regular pen. I don't know if that's a sight window or not, but we're going to see. Let's see if he scribbles.
I mean, it works, so I don't know what he's pissed off about.
Wait, is this like Annabelle, where it's not like maybe the object is possessed, so we should send it to the new WCB lair?
Maybe that's what it is.
No, that's bad juju.
I think it should go with you.
I think that we should carry it with us on the hunt for the rest of the day.
So speaking of the hunt, back to that, because I mean,
back to hunting.
We promised Kurt we was going to talk about how we were getting our asses kicked.
Yeah, we told him we were going to make a podcast out of this.
I think we actually said we were going to try to podcast while you were killing the turkey.
I think we did, and maybe that's why we didn't kill one yet, because we didn't bring it with us.
He's sending the vibes. So we heard the birds across the lake, ended up actually getting permission from the farmer to go chase them. And, I mean, we did some slithering and sneaking and found the bird where we thought he was after looking at the maps. Standing right there. I mean, we're at 80 yards, tops.
Yeah, he gobbled and he was close.
Yeah.
Very close. Came around the corner. Dougie grabbed the strutter trying to reap him. He took three steps and looks back at us.
Might have been three
steps.
And
we're both like, yeah, he's gone already.
I'm butted up against a tree watching the bird through binoculars, and his head comes up right when Doug kind of rotates the fan just a little bit to get his attention and was gone.
Looked at it and ran. The Reaper is always weird to me because when I bought into it, like as soon as B-Mobile came, like that was the one to get when it first came out, right?
Yeah, I've got the Jake Mobile. I killed my bird off of it.
Yeah.
Thing's ugly as hell.
And, I mean, when we put it out that first year, I was so excited to use it because, you know, everybody watched Primos back then. Everybody was watching how the birds are just getting totally fucked up when the Tom came in and jacked them up. I'm like, fuck yeah, man, we're going to kick ass. And I called this bird in. He comes screaming up this hill, and as soon as he crests it and sees that decoy in full strut, never made another sound, never stopped, turned right back around and ran down the hill.
I've never seen a turkey run so fast.
Yeah, your bird today, when you tried to reap him.
Yeah,
he's gone.
I mean, he was in fifth gear, gone.
Yeah.
No hesitation.
Like, I think you handed me the strutter, took two steps, turned around, and you're like, no, he's out. He's gone already.
His head went up, and I think his body was moving while
his head was still, but he's like, yeah, nah.
So he says, I mean, it's 50-50. They're either going to run at you or run right off the field.
True.
Especially this time of year. I mean, it's May 1st.
It was a good chance to take, though. I mean, we couldn't have got around to him any other way.
I should say also, I'm using a shotgun, too, so I'm not using a bow or anything. But, I mean,
turkeys, were created by God to be shot in the face with a shotgun. I don't care what Kurt says.
That's what Kurt always says. Okay. Yeah. He used to bitch at me for years about... I actually enjoy shotgun hunting now. I never really enjoyed it before, but...
It feels right.
I like
to sit up against a tree.
If you want to take a bow, I mean, my hat's off to you. Nope.
I'm so we're trying other than this weekend.
Yeah. After I shot that turkey right up the asshole with a really big broadhead, trying to hold that thing up to get a picture with the fan, I was like, no, I'm just going to shoot him in the face with a gun now.
Right. No, you're not wrong.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. They stink anyway.
They do stink. That's true.
They're pretty disgusting if you really think about
it. Yeah, they look really good strutting, and then when you shoot them, you get up to them, you're like, fuck, damn, that's gross.
It's,
they just smell like poop all the time.
I'm not sure Stacy's really happy right now, the fact that there's an entire turkey in my freezer above,
I don't think
sitting on top of the deer meat.
So moral of the story, we've got some more places lined up.
Yes.
The game plan was to kind of sit here waiting to see today on the Big Time Farm to see what they're doing. And then tomorrow would be the run and gun with all these places lined up. That game plan changed by 7 a.m. this morning.
A coyote ruined that.
Yeah, then there was the coyotes.
So we saw two coyotes so far already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to get off this farm. but that was, like I said, that was decided.
There ain't nothing here but coyotes.
Ain't nothing
and ghosts.
I heard one gobble 500 yards away. They ain't coming.
I mean, Kurt came here last year. What'd he kill? Coyote.
Yeah, he did. Big coyote.
Big coyote. Pretty coyote.
Yeah, he was nice. But, so, yep, we're getting our asses kicked. This is the check-in. I think we'll probably check back in tonight.
Yeah, I brought
the bad, only thing
I brought
that's
the
been
bad
killed
luck.
Is a bottle of Wild Turkey 101.
Yeah. And then we have another one just in case.
It's not even, yeah. Oh, we got the limb hanger at home.
The limb hanger?
That it's not even opened yet.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
We got to kill something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might be in Jake territory already.
Hey, man. There's no shame in smashing Jake's.
It should also be pointed out one more thing. I mean, this is what happens when you don't have Kirk's notepad. That shit just keeps on.
We have a notepad and a haunted fucking pen, man.
Yeah, that's we true. Got it all.
What else
I'm
do
writing
you need?
Stuff down.
Those birds this morning were gobbling at 5:50.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pitch ass black.
No, it wasn't. The moon was crazy.
Yeah,
it was so bright.
Besides the moon. Besides, I mean, it was dark out. But the in the moon.
Yeah, it was fucking day. It was like breaking
was,
daylight
this
for an
why
hour.
I can't talk with him. He just.
You guys are doing fine. You're doing everything's going good.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying it wasn't pitch black. All
right, we gotta go get on another bird.
We gotta go.
Yeah, that's the game plan.
Pub.
We're gonna stop at a bar. Maybe.
No, it's not a bar. It's a pub.
It's a pub.
It's a pub.
Yeah.
Get some food.
Pub. Amazing food.
New Goshen, Indiana.
Food.
Yes. Awesome wings.
And then we're trying to get it done tonight.
Can I finish this one out? Can I close it?
We don't close
it. Oh, we're going to talk about our mustache.
Oh, we forgot about that.
Damn!
That was the highlight, man.
Yeah.
That's the deer attractant.
Some beer. Was it beard?
Beard butter.
Beard butter.
Yeah.
It smells good. It
smelled delightful.
Enough to bring a deer.
There's a lot of facial
five,
hair going on in this.
3 feet from
right
me?
Now. I've personally... Never used beard oil or
you look great.
Treatments.
It makes your beard look better. Like, you look better.
Does it
now.
Look good right now?
It looks
yeah.
good.
You went from
I might
looking
throw
hideous
some on, I might throw some on for the pub.
Hideous.
No, man, you look hideous to, like, semi-presentable now.
Well, Kurt...
Your
Kurt,
wife may be attracted to you when you get home.
No,
maybe.
Doug is sitting there slicking up the stash this morning before the hunt. I'm like, what have you got there? Oh, it's beard butter. It smells phenomenal. So I'm lathering up. Shad gets in on it. We get set up this morning. It was a good setup, by the way.
Yeah.
The two hens and the Jake looking all
it felt good on the old logging road,
it felt
too.
Yeah. Great. On the logging road, it led right
I mean,
to that.
It was like perfect B-roll.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
It's like what you saw,
television
like,
show.
From back, yeah, that's what you saw from like, the Primos and stuff back
we,
in the day.
If we could have got some flowers in the picture for TJ, it would have been great.
TJ would have loved it.
Oh, TJ's always going to love it. But I haven't been sitting... Got Doug set up on the tree because he's the clientele right now. Shaz just sitting around because he's killed a bird.
Yeah.
And he's supposed
fun.
To be the
I have to haul your stupid strutter around that well, just does nothing but scare people.
You got to do something.
Hands. Yeah.
Maybe we should put beard oil on him.
Got the decoys out.
Beard butter.
I haven't been sitting for 5 minutes and we hear this crunching come along. This day, I'm pretty sure it was Whiskey Dick. which Whiskey Dick is the deer that I begged Kurt to shoot last year. That
okay.
had nothing but Maine.
It was a big.
It was a big bodied deer.
He was within 2 yards of you. Like I thought you were.
I could have poked him with my gun.
Yeah.
In the face.
I mean, walked right past me, straight to you. No doubt in my mind, it was the beard butter.
Had been.
He wanted some.
And he wouldn't leave. He knew you were there.
Yeah.
He never blew.
He wallered right into that beard butter triangle mm-hmm. that we had going on. And
he trifecta.
He was loving it.
He was like, I'm down. I'm down to party.
That could be the most excitement we had all day. Thus far.
I don't know, man. The coyote was pretty exciting.
All right. We got to leave some we got to leave some battery time for yeah. to actually kill
so,
something.
The fact that you climbed over a fence that you could have just went through was pretty exciting.
Why are we
and then take us through two fences instead of one?
We don't need to talk about the other.
Dude, Joe sucks as a guide and he can't call for shit.
I never said I was good.
You said you said
no. I've never
it's
said
been
I was good
on paper.
I've said
it's wrote down somewhere.
I said I'm fucking lucky all the time.
Probably in your office. You wrote it down.
No, I didn't.
All right, we're gonna
let's get on the damn road.
Yeah, we're gonna on the road. Get some food and hopefully update with the bird.
If anybody has listened this long, God bless you.
God bless you. We'll give an update tonight.
Tonight,
as soon as
yeah.
we kill the damn that thing's going with us.
We gotta put it in.
No, this thing's coming with us.
Yeah, man.
We'll take a turn hunting with us, right?
From the woods. Yeah, we have to afternoon hunt.
Everyone here just calling.
Yeah, they're gonna goddamn.
Why bring this? I never said I was good. I don't care.
I'm just
here's my singing.
You're singing.
Yeah, my singing.
You're going to sound like
to
it's a love song.
Sound like a winged angel?
A serenade.
I'm taking this fucking pin. That's all I know.
All right. We're bringing a haunted pin.
You know what to do? Go fill your fucking turkey tag.
Go shoot your shotgun. We love you.
Been right at 24 hours since our last check-in.
Yeah. And nothing good. It's all some interesting things.
It's very interesting things.
I didn't think yesterday could get any worse today, but it definitely did.
So as an update, where we left off, we got some permission from some awesome farmers.
611
acres. 611
acres.
It was looking great. And we walk it all last night?
Yeah. No, we walked a chunk of it last night.
A chunk.
Ended up doing 15 miles total.
Yeah, 15 miles total. Not a single bird. Sat down, took a nap, basically.
Yeah.
And didn't hear a single gobble last night.
Didn't see a single bird last night.
Yeah, that was rough.
Till we left.
But it looked good, so we were excited for the morning hunt. And
we left there by 7:30. Because there was no gobbles at all.
It's hard to talk about because there was nothing there to talk about.
It just looked really, really good.
It looked really good. Like, really, really good.
I want to stay positive because I feel like if Kurt was here right now, I keep on going back to what Kurt would want us to do, you know? Like,
yeah.
He's going to want to bring it back to the positivity.
I'm really feeling positive, though.
You got to have hog turds at the 36
saloon.
I got to
have hog turds. That's pretty good.
Initial visit to the Negotian Pub.
Went to the Negotian Pub, which is amazing.
Like that.
That's highly... Maybe that was our downfall yesterday when we spent 2 hours at the pub.
Or it was that we didn't spend enough time at the pub.
I think it was enough time.
Or it was the fact that I took the fucking haunted pin with us.
I think that was the main issue.
It was the haunted pin.
They could sense it. I mean, who's going to gobble at a haunted pin? I wouldn't.
We have... come to the decision that I am not good at turkey calling. I just get lucky a lot.
Or guiding.
Doug did not hook up with me.
Did not.
As the guide, he did not get any.
Just a terrible weekend.
I'm not going to say it was terrible.
No, it was a good time. I'm glad I came.
I think next year if I come, it'll be earlier.
Doug did get to make out with my dogs, though.
Yeah.
That's a plus.
That is, yeah.
Shad's puppy is aggressive.
She's rate the affectionate. You will accept her love.
You will
like it.
And you will like it.
And she will drink your beer if you have one open.
She'll drink your, what was it?
What did you have last night? Blue Moon?
Yeah, Blue Moon.
I don't know. Whatever I had left in my beer fridge.
The Belgian White.
Yeah.
She likes it.
She likes anything.
So we went out this morning, parked next to a cemetery.
Left the haunted pin there.
Yeah, left the haunted pin. Got down the bottom. What did we wait? 10 minutes for gobbles?
Probably. We got there right at gobbling time.
Yeah, it
though.
Was perfect timing. And nothing. So we walked probably 6 miles.
Yeah, we had 6 miles in the day.
How many fields do you think we went and checked?
Oh, shit.
On foot?
On foot.
We did see two gobblers.
We did see two gobblers.
Two strutters.
On the next property.
On the next property.
Text the guy, and he said that we could not hunt them because he feels that the population is down.
Hey, and I mean, he's probably not wrong.
He's probably not wrong, but I don't think killing one more is going to hurt anything.
No, not
yeah,
especially
but let me
for
shoot one in
Iowa.
The face. I don't see the problem in that.
Everybody else was very receptive to
us. There's a lot of nice people around letting us hunt.
Calling up, say, hey, we got a guy from Iowa. We're trying to get him on a bird. We're struggling. Yeah, let's just take him on back over here.
We lied and said I was famous.
Yeah. I mean, you're semi-famous.
I had a mustache.
You had a mustache.
I thought that would help.
Hey, this is weird. Another side-by-side by the gas station.
Chalk that up.
Yeah.
Had some amazing biscuits and gravy from there.
Yeah.
A lot of folks from Indiana like to buy $30,000 side-by-sides and just drive up and down the road and not really use them for anything else.
Do you want to hear the most exciting part of my day?
I do.
Yeah.
I got to watch two humans have sex.
Yes.
You did.
I was hoping you was going to bring that up.
I was saving it.
In a drive-by format.
It is a drive-by format, and I got to watch two old people getting it on against a truck.
And he got really nervous when Shad turned around.
Yeah, it was not
because we didn't believe it. I was like, I want to see. Let's go check that out.
I mean, well, and
it's breeding season, man.
Let's be real about it.
The spring gets people going.
If you're with me and you say we just went by two people having sex, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to go look at it. That's just how things go.
That was some backwoods, too. I mean, we were way back
in there.
That
was in the boonies. And then they basically confirmed it when we went back because she was smoking a cigarette against the truck.
She was adjusting her underbreeches through her dress.
Yep.
This is a nice place in part of town.
Yeah.
That's where all the rich people live?
Some of them, yeah.
Probably going to see two people fucking out here.
Probably. There'll be a turkey strut in their yard.
That you might see.
Yeah, we saw another strutter right next to the road. I mean, that could have been easy.
40 yards from a house.
Yeah. We should have pulled in their house and asked.
Well, that is what we've came to the conclusion of with this. All this acreage that we were allowed to go wander upon, there were no houses. And in Indiana, you can't kill a turkey unless there's a house within 500 yards.
Apparently.
Is there anything back behind Myra's?
Well, this weekend was fun.
We've resorted to driving around hoping that we can see a bird in a field that I might know the landowner. And then
yeah, luckily Joe knows a lot of people, but still didn't pan out.
It's been fun, man. I was looking forward to having you out. And
I got to see a ghost.
I do think,
you see the ghost.
Well, yeah, I got to see some paranormal activity.
I think, like, weekends like this or days like this, that's why, as stressful as it is when you're out there and as pissed off as you get with nothing going on, when it does, I mean, it could change tomorrow.
Yeah.
And everything falls in line. I think that's what makes turkey hunting so great, is when you struggle like this, and then all of a sudden you nail him, and it all comes together.
Or hunting in general, I mean.
Right, yeah. Hunting in general.
Yeah, me and TJ this morning talking about how much turkeys suck, and he just killed one. So he probably loves turkey hunting right now.
It seems to be that way.
It's still fun, though, to come hang out.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best part of turkey hunting, really.
Oh, yeah.
We had some interesting conversations on our miles of walking through the woods.
Yeah, you hear a lot. You hear a lot of stories when you're.
I think it was a good point this made this morning, when you know it's a bad day when we're all sitting there talking about how nice the sunset or the sunrise is, because yeah. that means you're not focused on a damn turkey that's coming in.
Exactly.
On you. Oh man, look how nice that is. That's not a good sign.
I like the sunrise, Joe.
I'm not saying I don't like the sunrise.
You should stop shaming me for the sunrise too.
I like turkeys.
But I would have much rather have shot a turkey in the face.
I wish we would have noticed it. Yeah. I wish we would have noticed the sunrise while I had a turkey on my back.
Yeah. Same.
But it is what it is.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for coming, man. Hopefully somebody got a laugh out of this little bonus track here.
Yeah, this shitty episode.
There wasn't much of any kind of turkey. We did a lot of turkey hunting.
Dejected, degenerate.
Not much turkey killing, nor turkey seeing.
Yeah, we had a chance at one.
At one.
And he ran away.
He gave us the nope real quick.
Didn't even hear a gobble this whole day.
Not today.
Keeps on bringing it up.
Yeah.
I just want to keep bringing that up.
That's hard to do. That's hard to beat.
It's almost more impressive.
Really. To go on as much property as we went on and to not hear a gobble.
We even tried some public land.
Yeah, I went to public. We should have just jumped in those guys' boat and went fishing with them.
Yeah, give me a rod.
They might have let us.
Maybe.
I think that's all we got, boys.
Yeah, I think that's it. Now. I'm going to end it here. It's not very long episode, I guess.
This was going to be so much cooler when we talked about.
Yeah.
The recap of nothing. Yeah, originally.
The recap of nothing, there's nothing to talk about.
I carried this Zoom recorder with me for miles, hoping to do a live kind of play-by-play.
Live action.
If we could get it set up just right. Or if nothing else, we were going to do the, you know, podcast over the bird.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
And just like on the spot recap where everything is fresh. And that didn't seem to work out that way.
In my head, I was really hoping to we get a turkey yesterday and then go back to that bar and like podcast at the bar.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Like with the bartender, like, you need another one? It's like, yes.
And we would have had some random special guests had we have done that on Saturday night at the Negotian Pub.
That would have been awesome.
Because everybody knows Joe there.
Yeah, just make him sit down and talk.
Yeah, and tell stories about Joe.
Yeah, because everybody wants to hear that.
Yeah, they do. And then they'll understand.
Tell us why Joe's not allowed on his birthday here.
Yeah. Well, this is reality, though. It doesn't always work out, so.
True. It's the way it goes. But, hopefully, there's more success later on in the season. The WCB crew is still cursed as of now.
Take that shit back with you to Iowa. I don't want it around here.
Oh, they got Turkey Palooza next week.
Yeah, we got Turkey Palooza next week, so hopefully something happens. But thanks for listening. Go shoot your turkeys. We love you.